The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace page. Before that day, he had been a proud member of the United States Air Force. He'd fought for the country he loved. He had received both the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. He had an exemplary military record, served 3 tours of duty in Vietnam with shrapnel wounds to prove it, and 12 years of service and high performance ratings. He was also a well-respected and admired teacher of race relations, teaching tolerance and understanding. But on October 22, 1975, he was discharged, ruled unfit for service because he had revealed that he was gay. After that day, he began a new career, a new life as an activist for gay rights and an advocate for respect in the military, according to historian and friend Michael Bedwell. Air Force Sergeant Leonard Matlovich became a symbol for thousands of gay and lesbian service members and gay people generally. His photograph appearing on the cover of Time magazine, becoming the first named openly gay person to appear on the cover of a U.S. news magazine. The headline read, "I am a homosexual, the gay drive for acceptance." He was also the focus of a praised 1978 TV docudrama, Sergeant Matlovich vs. the Air Force. He became a rallying point for the national homosexual rights movement, according to the New York Times. Matlovich had been a political conservative with a lifelong faith in God, duty, and country, according to the LA Times, but he felt he had to do what was right for himself and for his country when he challenged the Air Force. He saw the gay rights struggles of the 1980s as the equivalent of black civil rights struggles of the 50s and 60s, said Mike Erickson, former owner of a Guerneville, California radio station for which Matlovich hosted a weekly discussion program. He was a man of a great many ethics and intense about his human rights beliefs, causes he could never put down. He was the average American, but he took the Constitution a little more seriously than most people. And that is why he sacrificed his Air Force job for the sake of rights for gay and lesbian people, Bedwell said. According to LGBT historian Will Kohler, at that time the Air Force had a unique exception clause that technically could allow gays to continue to serve under undefined circumstances. Remember, this was long before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a time where if someone whispered you were gay, you'd be discharged without any defense. An Air Force attorney asked Matlovich if he would sign a document pledging to never practice homosexuality again in exchange for being allowed to stay in the Air Force. Matlovich refused. This would lead to his discharge. But as difficult as was that decision, he also had to tell his parents, who didn't know. According to the New York Times, his parents were devout Roman Catholics. When he told his mother, she replied, "God is punishing me for something I've done." Her next reaction, Matlovich recalled, was that I hadn't prayed enough, that I hadn't seen enough psychiatrists. His mother refused to tell his father, a former Air Force sergeant, fearing for an even worse reaction. When his father finally found out and learned that Matlovich would also fight for what he believed was right, he cried for about 2 hours, Matlovich said, and then he told my mother, "If he can take it, I can take it." They then told him that despite everything, they still love me. Matlovich would fight his discharge for 4 years. In 1979, after winning his case against the Air Force and receiving a settlement, his discharge was upgraded to honorable. He continued fighting for gay rights and adequate HIV/AIDS education and treatment. Like a rainbow. 1986, he was diagnosed with AIDS. On May 7, 1988, in front of the California State Capitol, during the March on Sacramento for Gay and Lesbian Rights, Matlovich made his last public speech saying, "And I want you to look at the flag, our rainbow flag, and I want you to look at it with pride in your heart, because we too have a dream. And what is our dream? Ours is more than an American dream. It's a universal dream. Because in South Africa, we're black and white, and in Northern Ireland, we're Protestant and Catholic, and in Israel, we're Jew and Muslim, and our mission is to reach out and teach people to love and not to hate." Less than a month before his 45th birthday, on June 22, 1988, Matlovich died in Los Angeles of complications from AIDS. Above him was a large photo of one of his heroes, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Before he died, he said, "I knew, for example, that when Americans went to the Vietnam Memorial to remember and honor those who gave their lives fighting that horrible war, it never occurred to them that some of those who were the strongest, bravest, and most heroic were also gay." He was buried with full military honors at the Congressional Cemetery in Washington, D.C. His tombstone, meant to be a memorial to all gay veterans, has no name. It simply reads, "A Gay Vietnam Veteran," and the words, "When I was in the military, they gave me a medal for killing two men and a discharge for loving one." Your life was joy. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Look for John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Peace Page. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant, Dave Leon. This is an entry from October 24th, 2019. Thank you for listening.